Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're almost to the weekend.
I'm freaking pumped! I've been drinking green tea all damn day!
It's time to get weird.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not a little kitty cat no more.
Always awkward, often offensive, exceedingly entertaining.
I was going to ask you, who you think would win in a fight between a grilled cheese sandwich and a taco?
It's time for the Weekend Would You Rather.
Grilled cheese, but only in a fair fight. If it's prison rules, I'd take the taco.
The Weekend You Would Rather on 1080.
This is my hat now. This is totally my hat.
The Fan.
All right, Weekend Would You Rather on this Football Friday. Mr. Darkins, take it away.
Sir. All right, there's a restaurant in Canada.
Ladies.
This is just one
so
of them.
Far.
Many restaurants in Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one in particular, the owner was ordered to close his establishment after he started accepting dog photos instead of vaccine proof.
Oh my gosh. Not the same thing.
It's a different, it's different.
Not the same thing, sir.
Okay, tell me more.
Two investigators posing as customers entered Granary Kitchen separately at different times after providing photos and personal identification to the restaurant staff. They also... Sorry, here's the funny part of the story. They provided photos of their dogs and were let in.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, yeah, this is my dog. Oh, come on in, yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful dog.
If I was an investigator, it would be super hard for me not to laugh once I gave him a picture of my dog.
And, like, said yes.
Yeah.
And was like, let in. Like, there's not, like, do you think maybe they were like, oh, really, that's all I need?
That's it?
Oh, come on in, eh? They'd have some.
Oh, beautiful dog.
Have some poutine and gravy.
Oh, my gosh.
Would you rather
French fries and gravy.
Everyone besides you has a dog head on a human body.
Can I have a Molson?
Okay. Wait, can you say
dog head on human body? So go back to the Eagles Super Bowl run when they were wearing the dog masks after games.
Oh, yeah.
So would you rather everyone besides you have a dog head on a human body, or your head is positioned on a dog's body, but everybody else is good, just as they are?
Oh.
Oh, man.
Weird.
This is bizarre.
Yeah. So either way, you're the freak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're the freak either way.
Yeah.
I think I might as well be the dog freak then.
Hey,
which dog freak?
The good. You're a good girl.
Yeah, like I think I'll put my head on a dog's body.
Again, it would be really hard for me to get through one show without laughing all the time.
Do I get
of AJ just like propped up on the table with her little tail going like
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's think about how, you know, you got four legs to run and swim, and most of the time you just lay around all day.
Good point.
At least that's what Scarlett does.
Okay, so do they have like human brains and dog heads? And do, or do I have a human brain in my...
Oh, the people? Yeah. They're all the same.
Yeah.
Everything is...
You say this like you've thought
we're
of it.
We're going like Planet of the Apes answering. Style. Like,
pretty much. Yeah, there are no dog attributes either way. It's just physically.
Right.
So when...
Yeah, I'm going human.
Wait,
I'm
so
going
I
human
have...
body then.
Wait, so I have the same responsibilities?
I want my human body still.
Oh, then never mind. If I have the same responsibilities, never mind.
Yeah. I like having thumbs.
There.
So as you both decide that the moment is striking you and you would like to express to your partner how much you love them with a very
It's going to be a lonely life.
Solid
I'm not
going to
lie. It's going to be a very lonely life.
You are good looking into Lindsay's eyes, looking into Robert's eyes, and kissing a dog.
Do you good girl.
I mean, I feel like there's an element
girl.
Of like, yeah.
You're a good girl. Yeah, no. Yeah, I'd be lonely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be the dog.
Of course you would.
Be great.
What about, like, but you have the human brain. This is what I'm going to.
Yeah.
Like, other people probably thinking this way more intricately, but I'm like, well, if I'm a dog, like, what about, like, when I go poop and stuff? Like, I'm still a human. I have my human brain. I don't want to be, like, have it on my tail. You know, you can't wipe. You're
thinking,
a dog.
Thinking of the cleanliness.
Yeah.
Hygiene.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of other downsides. Like not
fair.
Having thumbs.
Yeah, that'd be unfortunate.
Thumbs and pooping
and
are
like...
And
like height requirements. Can't go on the rides at Disneyland.
Yeah, but at Disneyland, I dare you to tell the dog boy not to... He can't go on a ride.
Never
dare
know.
You.
No, I wouldn't be. I'd be the dog girl.
On my hind legs, how tall am I?
What if I stand up?
So anyway.
Yep.
Next story. Bono.
I do know who that is. Don't look at me like that.
I know. That's good.
Okay.
Bono, in a recent interview, says that he actually dislikes U2's name.
Good.
And has been embarrassed by most of their songs.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
All right.
This was on the appearance on a podcast called Awards Chatter. He explained that he turns the radio off when the group's tracks are played because he can't listen to his own vocals anymore.
See, that would be weird, though. Like, if you're listening to the radio and your band comes on, like, you're Bono. You're Bono. You hear that song all the time because you sing it, like, every night.
Right. Yeah, that'd be a little weird.
All right, I got a two-parter. First, would you rather be Sheryl Crow or Carrie Underwood?
Oh, Carrie Underwood.
I don't know.
Carrie Underwood. What are you debating between?
I don't know. Like, what's supposed to be the big difference that I wouldn't like between Sheryl Crow and, like,
well,
no,
Sheryl Crow, you're
Carrie
universally
Underwood.
Beloved, but Carrie Underwood,
is
there's
she,
a little...
She married Lance Armstrong, didn't she?
Yeah, but she divorced his ass, and now everybody loves her.
They do.
Yes.
It's a lot.
Carrie Underwood is a little... It's a little on either side. Some people don't like her. Other people enjoy her quite a bit.
Sheryl Crow, then.
Carrie Underwood.
Part two.
The voice of an angel.
Would you rather be Bono or Chris Martin?
Who?
I think we got his answer. Martin?
Well, I don't...
Hello?
If he Coldplay? Doesn't... If he doesn't know that, I'm not going to know that.
No. Coldplay? No, Bono. Of course.
Oh, I know the band.
Bono? Yeah. Sure. Bono's like... Well, no, Chris Martin, because I don't know who Chris Martin is, which means you're in these Coldplay? Well, then that means I'm super rich and a lot of people just don't know who I am.
Yeah, that's true. I'm taking that
people
one also.
People know who Bono is. Well, would you recognize Bono if he didn't have his beard and weird glasses that he wears all the time?
100%.
You would? You would. He shaved his beard and got rid of the shades.
Yeah, I would. I would have an inkling. If I passed him on the street, I'd go, wait a minute.
That's Bono.
That's
no,
Bono, isn't it?
No, you wouldn't.
Dude, I spotted
out... I'm taking
out,
Chris Martin anyway.
I spotted out a teenage Angelina Jolie in a Meatloaf video. I think I'd be able to see Bono on the street.
Yeah, that is a weird...
Bono...
It's a very unique
Well, old
gift
Bono
you have.
In his scraggly beard.
Like
yeah,
his
shave
with
that.
Remembering mascots.
Yeah. You take those glasses off, it's a dead giveaway.
It's Bono. Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm going with Chris Martin.
Yeah, I'm going Chris Martin.
That's fair.
How much is Bono worth?
A lot.
Yeah.
Bono's wealthier than Chris Martin. 100 times over.
He's got to be close to Well, I thought he was like giving a bunch of his money away to AIDS research and charities and stuff.
Yeah, dude, but like the royalties they have on all their music.
It's incredible how much money he's given away.
That's cool.
All right, next one. This is coming out of Florida, the state.
Oh. Does Chris Martin have an Irish accent, though?
No, he has an English accent.
Oh. All right, I'm in.
A woman is being chased by a bear. A 911 call
in Florida?
Released. Yes. 911 call was released after a DeBerry, this is a town in Florida, woman was mauled in an attack. She had non-life-threatening injuries, but the adult bear was chasing her as she was on this phone telling 911 what was happening.
I'm sorry, what kind of bear?
It's a brown bear.
Wait, so a grizzly? Where was this at?
In Florida?
No. This was at the Florida... sorry, hold on. Let me get
No, so this is a black
the
bear.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Convention Commission.
It was a... just the color of the bear was brown, I'm assuming.
I didn't know they had bears in Florida.
Oh, they got bears everywhere.
Florida?
Florida's got everything.
Yeah.
Everything that can kill you, it's in Florida.
Yeah. Or Australia.
And also in Australia. Interesting.
Would
okay.
you rather have a loyal bear as a pet?
Yes.
Or
you have to hear the other part.
No, I don't.
A loyal horse.
Bear.
Ooh, horse.
Bear.
A million times
horse.
On.
It's a loyal, like a lot of people have loyal horses for friends. I get a loyal bear. Guess what? If I go like, hey, loyal horse, go maul that guy.
Have you ever been kicked by a horse?
No, I've been bucked off a couple horses. And yeah, have you ever been mauled by a bear?
No.
You ever seen The Revenant? Ever Revenant? No, you haven't. No.
Well, I've seen parts of it and I didn't like it because there was a part about the horse carcass.
Yeah, because he's hiding from a bear that attacked him and almost killed him.
Yeah, see, this is why
I want
didn't
a bear.
Watch it.
A lovable bear. We could go do Yogi Bear stuff.
Oh my gosh.
We could do I could put a little adorable hat on him and do, trick people and do Smokey the Bear out in the woods.
You could do
It'd
all
It'd be
those
awesome.
Things.
You need to respect him.
I would respect him. I'd respect the S out
You're
of that bear.
You're not respecting him by putting a hat on
he's
him.
My, well, you don't know me and my bear's friendship. If a bear's loyal to me, he's got a sense of humor to go out into the woods and play some jokes on people and steal some picnic baskets.
Oh my gosh. I'm taking the horse all day, every day. I've always wanted a horse.
And I'm riding that bear to work.
I don't think they can sustain their speed for very long.
A grizzly bear?
Yeah.
Mine would. Wouldn't matter.
You can't
a bear.
Like change a characteristic of a bear.
You think you have way too much control of this bear. I just said he's loyal. That's it. Like this isn't like robot
isn't
bear
like
where you can program. Civilized.
Who cares? Yeah. Even if he's not going this far, I'm chilling with the bear.
I'm going with the horse.
I go with the horse too.
Because A, you actually can ride them, and B, it's so fun in the mountains. And think about all the streams you could ford. So much more practical.
Not only that, but like if somebody comes over to your house, they'll be much more accepting of the fact that you have a loyal horse. But the bear, like nobody wants to come over with the bear.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I've seen some of the injuries from somebody getting kicked by a horse. That can be very effective.
Yeah.
Very effective.
Screw you up.
So.
A grizzly bear can sustain speeds of up to 35 miles an hour for 100 yards. That's crazy. I mean, that's not very far, but that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm still going horse.
It can run down Usain Bolt in the 100-meter dash.
That's going to be like the next Discovery thing where Michael Phelps raced the shark.
Yeah.
That was the biggest letdown of my life.
Except for I'm going to be riding that bear as it takes on Usain Bolt.
Biggest letdown of my life.
All right.
All right, last one.
You remember that? I'm still not over that.
Yeah, it sucked. You can't do that to us.
No. Dragged along, engaged.
Deputies are looking for a Hamburglar in Florida who stole from a Wendy's.
Of course.
And yes, he's also a Florida man.
Of course.
The headline.
Do you just
here,
Google Florida headlines for this segment?
No, there's a subreddit called Florida Man. It's amazing.
It's fantastic.
If I run out of ideas, that's my.
Yeah, that's your go-to.
Apparently, this Florida man broke into a Wendy's, grilled himself a burger, and just peaced out. What was it?
Okay.
Didn't take money.
Did he clean up?
That is not specified.
It's a Wendy's. Do you have to?
Whoa.
That's fair. That's fair. Wendy's is nasty. I'm sorry. Yeah, dude, like of Wendy's. The fast food burger places.
That was a good zing by me.
Yeah. That was a great zing by you.
Wendy's can
you don't even eat meat, so you can pound sand from this conversation.
I eat fries.
That's true. In-N-Out's the best fries.
Oh.
Would you rather have...
I'll die on this hill.
A personal chef or a personal driver by which you did not have to pay for a car, pay for gas, ooh, or anything?
A personal chef or a personal driver?
You do have to pay for the food with the personal chef.
I'm going to go personal driver. I would get so much more done in a day if I had someone else who could drive me around. I would feel so much less stressed if I didn't have to, like...
Yeah, personal driver takes care of a lot of other issues, too.
Yeah.
Have a personal chef. I mean...
I don't mind cooking.
If you have food in your house, you're just like, hey, can you do this?
Yeah, but I still have to pay for the food. I don't mind cooking.
I don't mind cooking either.
I really don't.
I'm a pretty simple eater.
Yeah. All right. That is our weekend, Would You Rather. Thank you, Will Darkins. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.